What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. I am a person, yeah, I still sound terrible, so apologies, but I am a person who refuses to be stuck. I wrote this the other day, just thinking about some things and understanding, you know, the difference between me and a majority of people. There are individuals who are stuck in time, stuck in a location, stuck at a job, stuck as a parent, stuck in a relationship, stuck, you know, mentally, you know, it could be a feeling. I am not one of those people. I have to move forward. I had some back issues a couple years back, and I was not going to be stuck. I was not going to be limited. If y'all hear something in the background, we got some inclement weather, so I apologize. But I was not going to let that have me in a position of being stuck. And I'm going to explain a little further. I think y'all will get the point when I say stuck and what that means. Because I know traditionally stuck means you don't have a choice. And we do. I'm not saying stuck as if I don't have a choice. You know what I mean? I'm saying it as if we do have a choice of being stuck. And we choose to be stuck in a lot of instances. So back issue, you know, which had been going on for several years, and I didn't know how bad it was, but it got worse. And I was like, no, I can't do this. Like, and even with that, when it comes to my health, and I've talked about this before, is like, I have to figure out what's going on. What can I do? What are the, you know, to move forward, not just, you speak to a lot of men and, you know, they don't do anything about it. They get worse. They regress. Like, people hear news and they have an opportunity to do something about it and they choose not to. And I'm like, no, I have to, you know, I can't do this. Like, I like to function a certain way. I like to run around with my kids. I like to play. I like to get on the slide, the swing, the this, the jump. And whatever it is that I physically need to be able to do, I like to do those things, especially with my kids. And so I'm like, no, I'm not going to let this have me stuck and feel like I can't do these things anymore. Even though they told me, don't do it, da 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 da. I'm just not that person. And I understand, like, doing it for your best interest, but that would have been worse for me. I'm not a person who likes to be stuck at a job. I have to feel like I'm growing, I'm developing, I'm learning, financially, you know, getting better and in a more healthier position. I'm learning more about the different financial tools and the IRAs and the 401ks and investing and a little bit of crypto and, you know, just building that financial house. I can't be stuck with one mindset, like a mindset of cash, a mindset of credit, a mindset of this amount of money. I have to move. You know, while I'm living, I'm like blood. You know what I mean? I have to flow. You know what I mean? If there's something that is causing a clot, I have to take care of that. I got to figure out and work my way out of it. You know what I mean? Because it will kill me eventually if I don't address those things. I'm not a person who likes to be stuck in a relationship in any form or fashion. I'm talking about relationship with my mother, relationship with my sisters, relationship with my wife, relationship before when I had a girl, when girlfriends. And those things have to move forward. They have to grow. They have to evolve. They have to mature because I am doing those same things. It's not to say I have to get out of it, I have to get away from it. Yeah, there are certain things that you need to get away from. But if I'm going to continue to be a part of something, I need to feel and I need to create and see some progression in that situation with those individuals, you know what I mean? And it's not easy, you know, it's tough. But I'm not a little kid anymore. I'm not just this young man, young boyfriend, young. I'm a father now, you know what I mean? So, and same thing, vice versa, for the people on the other side. As I grow, they grow. Now, they may not grow at the same pace as me, and they may grow differently than me, but we're not at a fixed point in time as if things aren't moving forward, that people aren't getting older, that individuals aren't passing, that the world isn't changing around us. I have to move, you know what I mean? I have to see that. So, when it comes to anything, and y'all might have heard a brief pause, apologies for that. Like I said, still under the weather, so I had to pause for a second. But when it comes to those things, I'm passionate. I care about not being stuck in it. Again, a lot of people don't see it that way. They just see it. It is what it is. This person is who they are. And I get that. I've gotten to the reality of a point of everybody is who they are. I can't make them anything that they're not, but I started out saying I am a person who cannot be stuck. Like I refuse to be stuck, and I have to do that for myself and my well-being, even if the things around me and the people are not. I gotta keep going. I refuse to be stuck as a father. You know, some stuff you do when they little, you have to, you have to grow and you have to change. Things have to be different. They should be better. You should be improving. You should be learning. You should be hearing your children. You should be more involved. You should be doing your best and not doing the least, putting it on the other parent and just, whatever I talked about in the past, you know, you are, you're present, but you're not present. You know what I mean? Like you're there, but you're not really there. But you're taking up space. It's like, no, I gotta move the space. You know what I mean? I have to push my children. I have to push myself when I don't feel like getting up, when I don't feel like doing something, when I don't feel like going over homework, when I don't feel like practicing for games and doing, you know, all the stuff that I do as a father. I make it a point, like, I've been super sick, and this is probably a basic thing, but I've been sick as a dog, could barely walk. And I said, I have to get my kids to school. They're not gonna miss school because of me. I'm gonna make sure they get to school. So I have to gather myself, get it together, and move forward for the sake of them. You know, yes, when you have help, obviously you can lean on your help, but you know, you got to be your own help sometimes too. I think that people shouldn't allow themselves, you know, to be stuck. What else did I talk about? Being stuck in a location. The world is too big. I've talked about this before, but just being stuck in a location is crazy to me. It is insanity. I don't care. I know how much you love it, and maybe it's nice. Maybe you got a nice house. Maybe you had a nice upbringing. Maybe you didn't, but the world is too big. It's too big. There's too many things out there. And I've always encouraged traveling. Even if you don't move, travel. I think people should move too, sir. Especially, you know, if you live in a certain environment around certain things, you definitely need to move and change that. But at least travel and get out. You know, I know what my environment is, and I'm thankful for that environment and how it came up and stuff like that, but it was not going to be my life of that location only. You know, I had to move around. I know people that, man, they don't want to move around. They're so comfortable in their zones, you know, they're complacent. You know, they're complicit with their, you know, their life. You know what I mean? It's not something that people act like they're passengers in their own lives, you know, and they give up driving, you know. But you really, if you give up driving, what, I mean, what happens? You just run off the road. You know what I mean? It's not like people necessarily take over the wheel 100%, you know what I mean? Because you're a human, a separate body. You just aren't steering anymore. And generally, you're gonna crash if you're not, if you just let go of the wheel. And so I have to move, you know, I have to move, literally and figuratively, I have to move. Being stuck in a time, I mean, y'all know people like this, man, whether it's the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, we're getting too old for that, man. I talked about when I was a child, I did childish things when I became a man. I put those things away, the Bible, and, you know, I've talked about that before. But I mean, it's a, we can hold on to stuff so tightly. And I talked about this, I don't know, probably a couple of episodes, but we can hold on to some so tightly, man, that we are, closing ourselves off, closing it off to any other experiences because we don't want to let it go. We don't want to let it get too high. We don't want to let it get away from us. But things change, people change. And just like I talked about moving locations, if you don't move with the times, I mean, you almost become obsolete. You know what I mean? You just kind of remove yourself from time, and the world is never gonna stop. It's never gonna, money and the changes and the dialogue is gonna keep happening around you. And I would rather be a part of that development than to just be like, you know what? Now I'm gonna stay here like it's the 80s. And it's like people more and more they realize, hey, you pretty much need a cell phone. Even if you got a house phone, you need a cell phone. You need to learn how to use a computer. You need, like, it gets a, like, those people are getting, it's almost like they're getting pushed forward. You know what I mean? Like, they want to stay where they are. They want to stay with the 90s, stay with this, stay with that. And it's like, you can't. Like, no matter how hard you try, man, you're going to have to move forward. You're going to be sitting outside looking crazy. What else? You know, what are some other things, you know what I mean, when it comes to being stuck? This was, I don't know, this was just a quick little topic. I mean, of course, stuff has been different, but this is a topic, and I just realized, and I just wonder what people think, you know what I mean? No matter what it is, your profession, your passion, your, you know, whatever it is that, your health, your, you know, your physical, even with that, you know, it's like, man, I have to figure it out. Whether I lose weight, gain weight, I can't be immobile. I can't rest on it is what it is, and I'm just gonna, you know, I'm not gonna think about it. I'm not gonna focus on it. It's like, no, I have to figure out how to move forward, you know, whether it's at this weight, this weight, this weight, if I need to, you know, for my health's sake, and again, for my kids, you know, I have to figure that out. When I play video games, this is a funny thing, but I don't like being stuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta progress through the game. I gotta beat the game. I gotta finish the game. And this game of life, you know, I'm looking forward to finishing. Whatever that finish line looks like for me, prayerfully, it's a long, oh Lord, I didn't let this sound go off and I ain't put the phone on do not disturb. Whether it's a long life or a short one, that I make my mark while I'm here, you know, and I impact people while I'm here. I don't like to be stuck in a mentality. I don't know if I talked about that, but just we got some bad mentalities, man, and it, you know, it comes up from various reasons. Sometimes it's just us, but we got some bad mentality, some toxic mentality, some harmful mentality, some negative mentality, some selfish mentalities, some addictive mentalities, gluttons for punishment. And that's another place that I have to change. Like, as I get new information, I love information, art, history, culture. I love it. And as I get those things, and as I'm changing as a human and as a man, my mentality changes. There are some things that they're fixed. I won't call them stuck. They're just pillars. And I've improved upon them, but it's just like these are my foundations. You know what I mean? How I carry myself and move in this world. But I too am seeing the world in a new light every year. And I don't even do it actively. You know, it's probably more passive than active. But it's like, man, the way I thought about this, I don't think that way anymore. I think a little bit differently. I think, you know, I don't want to regress. I don't want to regress in my thinking. I want to progress. I want to progress. And I'm doing that slowly but surely, you know, with my mental health and just anxiety and different things and balancing act of, you know, the position I've gotten myself to. It's like I'm proud of my kids, proud of myself. How long I, you know, how far I've come, and I think about how far I will go, and I need the right mentality personally and business-wise to get to where I aspire to going. You know, and I'm gonna get there, you know what I mean? Whatever that time looks like, I'm gonna get there as best I can. I'm not gonna hold y'all, because I can't think of the other stuff that I was thinking about. I think I hit everything, you know what I mean? Just continue to grow, you know. Refuse to be stuck. Refuse to have a stuck mentality, stuck mind. Like, fight that shit. I encourage everybody to, man. Don't get too caught up with the, you know, learn how to pivot. Learn how to just look at things differently than you've been raised to do, than you've been known to do, and move forward. You know, if you need to get out of that and then get away from something that you're stuck in, do that. If that's for the best of you and your family, and you know, do that. Take the leap. You can call it faith. You can call it, you know, persistent drive and motivation to grow, whatever you want to call it, do that. And as usual, I mean, I wish y'all the best, you know what I mean? Love things, and I wish myself the best, you know what I mean? As I'm going through this journey, I'm going to be 36 this year. I look at it and it's like, man, I'm over. You know, mid-30s, it's like, once you turn 36, that mid-30s is over. That mid-30s, I mean, I guess if you want to say 34, 35, 36, but I look at it, it's over, man. This is it for my mid-30s, man. And but I'm thankful. I didn't see myself getting here, but I was not going to be stuck in my situation. I was not going to be stuck to a stereotype of dying or jail. And I fought and clawed and crawled and walked and ran and drove and flew to get here. By the grace of God, you know, I look at different things. I'm like, man, I could not be here today. Could have been gone yesterday. I could have been gone. Could have, you know, and I'm like, man, I'm thankful that I still got a purpose and I'm still here for something. I'm still living that thing out, man. So many different things could have took me out. I could have took myself out. And you know, I keep that in mind. Like, I do these things to, you know, just check in with myself, man, and say, thank God, you know, because, man, you see so much stuff going on around and different people and shootings, and you wonder if that's going to be you. But it's like, I don't even allow myself to be stuck there with thinking that those things, like, hey, man, this is going to happen to me. I'm worried. I'm this, I'm that. I'm not going to go out. I'm not. No. I'm going to keep living my life, man. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to run from it. I'm going to protect myself and protect my family, and I'm gonna live this life that you know, to the fullest, you know what I mean? Until it's over for me, y'all. Alright, I'm gonna let y'all go with this raggedy voice. Hopefully by the next time y'all hear something recorded, it'll be a better voice. If not, just know I did it for y'all. I did it for me too, man, because y'all need to hear this as much as I need to hear it myself. Alright, y'all. Till next time. Peace.